thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we want to have a bonfire in our studio and talk to Dr. Lightman about the holiday of Lag BaOmer. It's a holiday we know since we were children. We gathered wood, we sat down with the guys to have a bonfire, but that's more or less it. Today, we'd like to better understand what is this holiday really about and to take insights from this holiday for our life here and now in order to make our life better. Yael, please. So, Lag BaOmer is really a holiday for children, especially teenagers. It's a holiday of bonfires. My kids, they collect wood a month ahead. They keep it, they hide it so no one else will take it. They plan what are they going to eat on the bonfire, who's going to be there. It's a kind of a social experience of fire and people. But when you really try to think, what do we know about this holiday beyond the bonfires? Actually, nothing. I remember from kindergarten some story about Bar Kochava. I remember a story about Rabbi Akiva and his students that used bows and arrows in order for the Romans not to capture them so they won't know that they're studying Torah. This is what I remember from kindergarten. And since then, my knowledge regarding Lag BaOmer did not develop. And what we'd like to understand on this show today is the deeper meaning of Lag BaOmer. What does it symbolize? And what actually is this holiday? And the first question I'd like to start with, Dr. Lightman, is what are we actually celebrating here? The truth is, when I got to know this holiday, I got to know it as the holiday of bonfires, of people sitting around the fire, talking, dancing, especially children, because what, a grown-up person, what is he going to do around the bonfire as if? So, teenagers and so on, we ascribe it to Rabbi Akiva and to other such events, even though that Lag BaOmer, it is from our more ancient sources, older than 2,000 years ago, the times of Rabbi Akiva. It's a holiday. It's a special state that we used to celebrate long before that. So, why Lag BaOmer? And also, when I started studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, so I asked about Lag BaOmer, and I also read in different sources that it was Rabbi Shimon who passed away on Lag BaOmer, and there's a special illumination, and so on. Different such Hasidic stories that they wanted to bury him there, and here, and in Pekin, and in Meron, and all the talk around it, and therefore we light a fire in his honor, and so on. Also, not really clear. And 30 or 40 years ago, when I and my friends went together with the Rabash to Meron, Mount Meron, then about 200, maybe 300 people gathered there on Lag BaOmer, and they came there especially in order to pray the prayer of Shacharit towards that day of Lag BaOmer, which means the 33rd day to the count of the Omer. And then, suddenly, in this giant leap, around the 1980s, early 1980s, 81, 82, 83, there began this mass outburst. People started coming from different places. You're talking about the national celebration, Hailula in Hebrew. Yeah, it wasn't that way. It was very modest till then. There wasn't all this big noise and everything around it. You're talking about the anniversary of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's death. Yeah. There were only a few hundreds of people back then, that's it. Afterwards, they started building places there and for buses, and it became an entire industry. And then we stopped going there because it became kind of vulgar and it was no longer felt that it's a special day. Internally, the inner meaning, in terms of the inner meaning of this day. And so gradually we started celebrating it in a more inner manner. We had meal on the eve of this day, we studied, we talked about it through the night. And what is Lag BaOmer itself? I don't know what you mean by the holiday of light and bonfires, but it's called Lag BaOmer, the 33rd of the Omer. So let's relate it that way. Lag BaOmer, meaning it's the 33rd day from the beginning of the count of the Omer. The count of the Omer begins the next day after the Seder of Passover. So what do we count? We open the Siddur, the Jewish prayer book, and there it says the order of the Omer count. And we say that on this Omer count, I correct this and that sfira which I have flawed. And this is something very interesting. This is something that does not exist in the Siddur that much. We're talking about the sfira or sfirot, which is plural for sfira, parzufim, olamot, worlds. These are things that are related to Kabbalah, and here we suddenly talk about them. And in general, everything that has to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it has to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah. But the Sfirah itself, it was also unknown. It means I have to count, all in all, 49 days for each and every day, which is named after a special Sfirah, Chesed of Chesed, Gvura, which is in Chesed, Tiferet in Chesed, and so on. I have to count 7 times 7 measures which exist in my soul, it also says so there, that which I have flawed, now I wish to correct in my soul. Simply put, it's that we have a desire, a person, he's a desire. I want, what do I want? So, we're told that a person who wants to come to realize his true self, he has to reach a state where, as it says, return, O people of Israel, to the Creator, your God, meaning to become like the Creator. And the Creator is the quality of bestow and love, meaning that we have to correct ourselves from the egoistic form we're in. As it says, I have created the evil inclination, but I have created the Torah spice, meaning that we have a certain means which we add to the evil inclination, and then instead of the evil inclination, we get the good inclination instead of hatred, unfounded hatred, which is related to the students of Rabbi Akiva, which is the quality of bestowal that you talked about previously. Right. In short, we have to correct ourselves from hatred to love towards others. That's all it is about, the matter of the count of the Omer. Why is it a count? Because our general corrupted desire is divided into 49 parts, 7 times 7. This is how it's graded. And we go and correct it from the lightest desire to the heaviest desire. Can you give an example so we'll understand? There are no examples. Hatred. Little hatred up to a great hatred. There are 49 levels of hatred. This is what's it about. And every time I correct a different level of hatred, yeah. Until I correct the 49th level, which is general. The hardest one. And it's corrected by the light. As it says, I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah spice, the Torah. All in all, is called the light, the Torah of light, because the light in it reforms the light in the Torah or of the Torah are small portions of light, where these portions, they take care of each and every corrupted desire of mine. 49 corrupted desires, they have to get 49 portions of light, and by that they invert from bad to good, from hatred to love. And where do you get these portions of light from? This is by correctly engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it is called the Torah of Light, the Torah of Truth. It specifically takes care of the correction of a person. And therefore, it's also connected to Rabbi Shimon and to the Zohar and Meron and all these things that have to do with the internality of our Torah, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai actually wrote the book of Zohar. And he is the one that brings us this method. And why is it lag? Just before that, I want to ask you about the portions of light. It corrects only those that are engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah or any other person in the world. It corrects the person who wishes to come from hatred to love. As simple as that. Because we're thinking the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's something that spirits and who knows what, forces, hidden forces and who knows what. Incorrect. But simply put, whoever wants to correct himself from hate towards others to the love of others, which is actually a person's purpose in his lifetime, this is done only by the force of the Torah, as it says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah's spice, by the light of the Torah, because its light reforms. Torah meaning the book of Torah, Torah as the general light. Torah in Hebrew comes from the word or, light. It's a special force that corrects my nature and inverts it from bad to good. The Torah is a force. The illumination of the Torah, what's special about it, is that it reforms, it inverts the bad into good. That's it. That's called Torah. And in the meantime, we are in the time of exile, meaning we're disconnected from the Torah. We have no Torah. We don't have the right approach to the Torah. This force, this correcting force, we're not using this force. We're not correcting ourselves. And then comes the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which explains to us that finally we have to take this force that exists in the Torah and use it to correct ourselves and make a connection, unite us to be one people. Okay, there's something that confuses me here. Is it only for religious people, or it has nothing to do with religious or secular? It has to do with being one people. We have to clean our head from all of our prejudice about this that has nothing to do with the truth and what I'm talking about. If we want to be as the people of Israel in the land of Israel, we have to also receive the Torah of the land of Israel, which is the Torah of connection, the method of connection between us. We can be a nation only on condition that we correct ourselves from hatred towards others to love of others. So you're talking about a way of thinking here. Yeah, a new perception or a certain perception which causes this entire process you talked about. Yeah? When we reach this kind of attitude, we start examining ourselves, and then we discover in our evil inclination, in our general nature, which is entirely bad, which is only for my own benefit, so to speak, and against others. And this is how it is, even though that we think that we're to some extent good towards others. Later we find out that it's incorrect. And when I discover my evil qualities from light to heavy and I start correcting them with the help of the reforming light, I grade my egoistic desire, my evil desire, by 49 degrees. From light to heavy, and I start performing special actions in order to draw a special light, a special force, which will correct the evil things about me, and this light, this force, works on me, and really gradually turns me into a person who is good towards others. How does it work? I don't know. That's not my business. I only feel the result, that I change. And then, when I also learn, as a result, actually, I learned that I consist of 49 degrees of egoistic desire, and I invert them into 49 good virtues, ascends towards bestowal and love of others. It follows that what I have to correct within myself in practice, what I have to especially be concerned with correcting, is up to the 33rd degree. Because according to the general calculation, if I have corrected myself till the 33rd degree, all the rest of the degrees will also be corrected. It's not that I don't demand the correction and I don't work with them, but I already have the confidence, additional forces that I can also correct them, because they especially are very hard. They're at the end of corrections, and the correction is always from light to heavy, so they're really very heavy desires. But I'm sure that I can do it, and also I can light them up. They're so heavy that when the reforming light reaches them, it lights them up. As a result of the ego that's burning inside them, they really start burning. They start emitting light. These desires are called the especially egoistic desires of receiving in order to receive, which you invert them to receive in order to bestow, which are the harder to correct. Yes. And therefore, it's a special holiday on which, for sure, we reach the corrections. For sure, we reach this special day called the General Day of Correction or the Holiday of Shavuot, the Holiday of the Giving of the Torah, Matan Torah. Shavuot, because it's 7 weeks. And also the holiday of Matan Torah, of the giving of Torah, that we celebrate the Torah with the help of which we have corrected the will to receive, for it to now be the will to bestow and love others. And it is entirely, it completely illuminates as a result of having bestowal and love, and as a result of all of us being connected together as one people, meaning the holiday of Shavuot symbolizes our ability to connect as one people. What I'm trying to understand is the explanation you gave regarding our life here now in Israel. Looking at Israeli society, it's full of hatred, full of hatred. We're very polarized. There are many reasons. You can't even count the amount of reasons for which we're split up, separated. Really, hatred in everything. And it's already surfacing. So, sadly, that, okay, there's no point in talking about it, it's obvious. Israeli society is full of hatred. Now, I bring in Lag BaOmer to this place. If I understand the story as you explain it, Lag BaOmer is a holiday that symbolizes a process, the crossing from hatred between people onto a state of connection and love between people. Right. Connection and love, it's one and the same. You can't connect without love, and you can't love without connection. It's the expression of love is connection. So this is the picture, crossing from the worst possible relations to the best possible relations. This is what the Omer count symbolizes. Yes, it's the inversion. Inversion from hatred to love. We... Historically wise, we came out of Egypt, we discovered the evil that we have, and now we're going to correct it. Okay, so this inversion from hatred to love is divided into 49 degrees. Right. During which I correct from light to heavy my relation my attitude towards anyone who's not me.
Right.
You said that the force which corrects all of my hatred, the hatred in me, from the smallest hatred to the greatest hatred, that inverts it from hatred to love, you call this force light.
Right.
That's how it's called. Okay. I'll also ask about that in a moment. And I understand that the stop of Lag BaOmer, it symbolizes kind of two-thirds of the path from the 49 degrees, that if I made it to this place, I succeeded in correcting the first 33 degrees of the mountain of hatred that I have discovered towards others inside of me. And even though that the greatest hate is still ahead, I can calm down because I'm in the right direction. You have acquired such a part with the help of which you can correct the rest of the great big hate.
Yes.
Okay, and the entire process is built from light to heavy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, there are a few things here that I don't understand, and I'll be really happy if you can explain it in simple words. You said that there is a special force that I didn't exactly understand. Where is it, and how does it work? You called it light, and you said that against the 49 degrees of hatred that a person discovers inside himself towards others, there are 49 portions of light. What are these portions of light? What does it do in me? How do I draw it? How does it invert my hatred into love? What is it, magic? It's a force that's hidden in nature, hidden from us. We discover only the evil force. What do you mean by that? The evil force is the egoistic force. I see that everyone, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in the reality that I see, that I discover, also inside myself, also in others, and everything. I discover only the attracting force, the force of self-love, and that's it. Why is it so? Because I, myself, am egoistic, and therefore I discover in each and every person, any animal, everything that exists, I discover in that person only the egoistic part. There's a rule. Anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. Meaning, the way I am, this is how I see others. And then I discovered that all of nature is the evil force, the egoistic force, thinking only about oneself, and also enjoying doing bad to others. And you call that hatred?
Yes.
Now, there is another force in nature. Aside from the minus, there's also the plus, the positive force. But it's hidden, unrevealed. And this force, we have to derive it from nature, pull it from nature, in order for it to balance our evil force. This is what we have to do. Where is this force? It exists, only we don't discover it, like many other things that we don't discover, but they exist. Only 100 years ago, you discovered that there are X-rays, radio waves. It's in the universe. Yeah, it exists. Here too, like any other wave. But you don't feel them. And you call this force light? Yeah. And we can draw it into our life so it will invert the hatred and self-love that I have and stepping on others for my own benefit to treating them in a good and benevolent way? Yeah. And by that, all of us will connect. Okay, so how do I bring it into my life, this light? This is a method. You need a method for that. To connect yourself with others, you have to sit with them in a circle. You undergo what we call a workshop and special exercise. And by that, we discover this force. It's not a problem. It isn't. Simple exercises for anyone. This positive force, can it cope with the greatest hate, with everything? When you're looking at Israel today, suppose, I think that there was never such hatred among our people. People are even saying that it's not even hate between brothers. It's simply two countries, or many countries, or many nations. Even the part of the brothers dissipates, meaning we lost any connection between us. We're all on a highway, each one in a different direction. There are plenty of lanes. On each one of them, there's a certain nation or country or whatever that live in the same geographical area, and that's how it is. Do you believe that this light, this hidden positive force, can connect us even despite the hatred and separation we have in Israel? It's intended for it. Intended for it. And our people, as opposed to other nations, can't live, can't exist unless they're connected by this force. Can't. We were now given an opportunity to build ourselves as a people. And if we don't do it, we'll go into exile again and disperse all over the world. And I don't know what horrific states we'll come to. How can we, as today's Israeli society, count the first day of this process? The beginning of the process, crossing from hatred to love. I understand that Lag BaOmer, it's an advanced state where we already made two-thirds of the way. We're far from the first day. So in your eyes, what would be the first day, the first step from hatred to love? What does it look like? We finally feel that we can't exist this way anymore. And along with not being able to exist this way anymore, then, you know, we simply give up and whatever happens, happens. We already feel that this is a kind of an attitude people have. But we also understand that there is a method that can correct us and bring us to good, bring us to connection. And by the connection, we attain a whole, complete, eternal life, full of light, happiness, confidence, equality, connection, love, warmth. It's possible to achieve all this in our connection, and our connection is here between us. We don't depend on anyone for that. And all the rest of the nations that are needy of connection today, and they feel that they need connection in the global integral world that we live in, they feel that the method of connection is in our hands, and therefore the hatred towards us grows all the time. What does a person who feels the first portion of light feel? He starts seeing others as a part of himself, as a part of one family. But a real family, not the modern family where no one pays any attention to the others, but really his relatives, that he cares for them like he cares for himself. It comes through the light. He doesn't have to make any efforts. But as a result, the world opens up. Everything becomes easy. Everything becomes good, nice, beautiful, soft. And let's hope that we'll be able to celebrate Lag BaOmer in its true way. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.